Adirondack Park Agency staff planned to recommend to agency commissioners next month the preferred classifications of three tracts of former Finch Prime timberlands purchased by the state in the eastern Adirondacks. But a final decision on the classification of the lands may not occur for several more months. Commissioner Richard Booth, chair of the APA Land Committee, told his fellow commissioners during their monthly meeting last Friday, which was webcast, that the agency commissioners ought not to make a decision until October.
I think there's going to be a need for the agency members to absorb all this work, and I don't mean absorb it, but understand what the staff has gone through to get to that point. And I somehow don't think that's going to happen, getting that document a week before an agency meeting and then deciding. So as a state land chair, the best schedule I can imagine, it would be all this coming to us as a recommendation in September and a decision in October, maybe even November.
Five Adirondack towns will be affected by the new land classifications. Hamilton County Board of Supervisors Chair Bill Farber was at the meeting when Commissioner Booth commented.
Some of the APA commissioners seemed to feel as if they were a little overwhelmed by the amount of comment and input that had come with respect to this. And frankly, they're complicated issues. And the simple reality is we have communities that have not really benefited to a great degree from the Forest Preserve. You consistently had commissioners over the 2 days that I witnessed that were asking the staff about the implications. I think all of those things take time, and I was therefore not offended by the idea that he wanted to make sure the commissioners had adequate time to make a good decision.
Adirondack Mountain Club Executive Director Neil Woodworth says Booth's call to delay a decision is a very smart move.
It's the biggest classification decision that the Adirondack Park Agency has ever done in my 30 years of doing this kind of work. The range and diversity of the lands, the complexity of ecosystems, the desire for a broad variety of recreational rights. The Adirondack Park Agency received roughly 10 times the number of public letters, comments, responses than they got in the largest last previous classification hearing. So I think that the state lands chairman, Dick Booth, simply said, we're not going to rush this. No reason to rush it.
The APA staff not only has to respond to the nearly 4,000 comments, it must also prepare a preferred alternative and draft environmental impact statement. And many agree 1 month is not enough time to accomplish those tasks. Adirondack Council Executive Director Willie Janeway doesn't perceive an October decision as a delay.
The Park Agency has a lot of work to do to go through thousands of comments, and the staff, and I think many commissioners, are recognizing that to do their job well and provide the governor with a sound recommendation, they really shouldn't rush it. A few months to look at the science and have time for debate for a decision that will impact us for lifetimes is a very small period of time. It really is not a delay. It's a matter of getting it right.
Adirondack Wild, friends of the Forest Preserve partner Dave Gibson, agrees that the workload is such that an October vote is a reasonable option.
So far, the staff have just presented facts, an array of facts, a ream of facts, and have not prioritized what is important among those facts. What do the commissioners really need to focus on in order to make a wise and important judgment about the appropriate classification? That has yet to happen, and we hope that happens in September, and then the agency can then make a more reasonable and important judgment in October.
The Adirondack Park Agency is considering seven classifications for the 47,000 acres of lands, ranging from wild forest, which would allow motorized access, to wilderness, the most restrictive classification. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.